Welcome to the sixth and final module of Windows Phone 8.1 Enterprise Mobility Management. Earlier on in this course, we've had a look at MDM. We've had a look at mobile application management as well. Now we're looking at mobile content management or mobile information management. In the first one of these two modules, we had a look at being able to do things with encryption, remote wipe on devices. In this module, we're going to have a look at such things as certificates, as being able to set up VPNs and email management on our devices. Joining me to go through all of this content is David. David, would you like to just introduce yourself one more time?
One final time, sure. My name is David Alessi. I am one of the two support topic owners for Windows Phone 8 in the enterprise. As you probably know by now, my counterpart is Mike Donosky. He's been leading you through the other modules. So today we're going to be focusing on the device access part of MIM and MCM. So Mike kind of talked about once data is on the device, how do you manage it? But right now we're going to talk about how to manage the data from the device or what the device has access to. So to start us off, we are actually going to hop right into a demo. Part of the reason for that is so we give it some time to load and sync. So we're going to start off with email. Of course, any enterprise MIM, MCM solution or strategy is going to have to deal with email. It's ubiquitous these days. Everyone in your entire organization is going to use it extensively, and so you need a way to manage it. Luckily, with the Enterprise Feature Pack, the latest update to Windows Phone, we have a lot of options for you to be able to manage email. Profiles. Pushing out a profile to your device, as well as rights management, is now supported on phones. And finally, SMIME to sign and encrypt your emails. So we're going to go ahead and show you how to do some of those things. So as you can see, I'm in my SCCM or Config Manager console. And if you'll follow me down to Company Resource Access. So again, first part was about data from devices. Second part is data on devices. This part is for data from devices, so resource access. We're going to go ahead and start with emails. We're going to give it a name for this presentation.
So this is the kind of thing you want to set up for most enterprises because, frankly, going in and setting up your email manually can be a little bit painful for end users. They have to know things like their actual server name, if their discovery is not set up correctly, all of that kind of stuff. This kind of adds that extra bit of value that people get from enrolling their device with your company. They get their email set up for them automatically. Even more so, or even more valuable, if you're setting up multiple email accounts for them automatically.
Exactly. So not only is it going to help your users, but it's also going to cut down help desk requests for people who maybe misconfigure their emails. It's just better all around for the organization to be able to push profiles out easily and without a lot of user interaction. So again, if you'll follow me through the UI, this is the location of my... we have Exchange set up, so I need to point it to the Exchange mailbox for this environment. This is just to give the actual profile a distinguishable name, because you can have a lot of email profiles on your device, so we need to be able to distinguish them from one another. We're going to keep all of these default for now, but this is important here. So SMIME is a big feature coming to Windows Phone. Not only does it allow you to encrypt your emails so that they're more secure while they're traveling to their destination, but you can also sign them yourself with your own certificate so that the person who receives the email can make sure they know that you're the one who sent the email and not someone else trying to maliciously do a phishing attack or something like that. So we're not going to show SMIME today, but if you are configuring it, this is where you would specify your encryption certificate as well as your signing certificate. So some more settings here. Use SSL is key. If SSL fails, it will fail over. And we can also specify what content to synchronize. For now, we'll just do email just to keep it simple. And we are going to be deploying it to Windows Phone only. And then once this profile is created in Config Manager, we will be able to deploy it to the users of our choice. And we're going to go ahead and do that now. So our enrollment demo, or sorry, the user collection that we're going to be deploying to is, I'm actually not sure we have a user collection for this new user that we're using for this profile, so I'm just going to go create a new one real quick. We will call it, well, we can use the same configuration for all of our profiles, so we'll just call it profile deployment. Actually, this would be a good way to do it if we were configuring a lot of users, but in our case, since it's only one user that we're going to be testing with today, there's actually a quicker way to do it, which is just directly through this UI. So this will actually make the query for us instead of us having to manually specify what users we're querying within the collection. See, as you can see, the user is already added by default by doing it this way. And there you have it. Now we can actually deploy that profile we created earlier. Okay, so that's set up. Another big feature coming with the next update to Windows Phone is the ability to not only create certificate profiles, but manage certificates through renewal and also delete them. I mean, this is something that's really big. It's not easy to manage certificates in regular Windows Phone. It's email only. And of course, that feature is still supported with Windows Phone 8.1. But now this gives an IT admin or an IT pro a little bit more manageability so they can choose exactly who has what certificates, what the renewal period is like, and anything else that they need in terms of their certificate lifecycle management scenario. A thing to note, though, is if you can see here in the UI, see if I can zoom, you are going to need to configure both a trusted CA certificate as well as a simple certificate enrollment protocol deployment for each. So one is, of course, to make sure all your devices trust your root, and one is to actually deploy the certificates by themselves. So we'll call this one the root deployment. We'll start with that. And I actually already have a root certificate ready for this demo. So again, this is the root certificate, which establishes that root of trust all the way up to your CA. And I'm going to create another certificate profile to show you the SCEP settings. So again, SCEP is just a protocol. The Microsoft implementation of this is NDES, so you are going to need an NDES infrastructure configured. This is something we're not going to cover today because it is very extensive and we're not going to have time, but we will be coming out with content that will be publicly available to help everyone configure not only NDES in their environment, but also how to fit NDES in with Config Manager, Intune, and create this comprehensive certificate management scenario. So if you'll follow me through the UI again, we have a few options here. So these settings are for renewal. So you can determine how often it wants to retry, at what threshold through the expiration the certificate will attempt to renew, and also what the delay is between retries. So we'll leave that default for now. Something else important to point out here is we have a couple choices of where to install the certificate. We can attempt to install it to the TPM, and as Mike said it in an earlier module, all Windows Phone 8 devices have TPM chips. So if you're a Windows Phone 8 house only, then feel free to use this option for maximum security. However, if you're deploying this to devices where you're not sure, or you know, you just want to make sure everyone is supported, then you can use just the software key storage provider. And again, we can allow the certificate to be installed on any of the user's devices or just on their primary device. So we'll do any device for this demo. So in this certificate template, it's going to sync to our CA, which you'll see the address here. We're going to pick a template, in this case, user template, just to keep things simple. We will pick the SAN or subject alternative name as the UPN. Pick a few hashing algorithms that we would like to support. And then, this is important, we need to pick which other certificate profile is containing the root certificate. Again, it's not going to work unless you have that root certificate trust. So make sure that you deploy this and get this working first so that any SCEP deployments can then use this profile. So we specify that. We'll specify where we are deploying SCEP profile. There you have it. So now we're going to go ahead and deploy the profile that we just created. Make sure they're both deployed. Okay, so both our certificate root and our SCEP deployment are all going towards the same user collection. Next on the list is VPN. So again, another huge feature that people have been waiting for is the ability to not only use VPN as the primary connection on a device, which can be manually turned on, but also a cool feature that is included with Windows 8.1 is app-aware VPN. So when an application opens, it can be built in such a way where it can determine that it needs VPN access and fire up that connection for the instance of the application and only for that application. So you can still use public internet for just regular functions, but say you have a specific application on your phone that needs internet access, VPN will fire up and initiate a connection as soon as you open that app.
So you might want to do that to, I don't know, maybe connect back to your corporate finance system or your HR system if you've got some kind of mobile HR app, and then you just want secure connection back to that. You don't want to publish that service out onto the public internet. You just want it to be totally private still.
Exactly. A lot of functionality there. So a quick note is that we unfortunately do not have VPN architecture in place in our current environment. It's basically where our servers are housed doesn't support VPN. So we're going to show you what it looks like to deploy a profile. And then we have a different environment set up where we can actually demo you what VPN looks like on a device. So if you follow me through the UI, it's not going to be any different. But just note that it's not, this profile is not the one we're going to be showing you later.
Yeah, so those pesky guys in MSIT, they apparently don't like us just opening up random VPNs into the Microsoft network. Apparently that's a security risk.
That is correct. That is correct.
But kind of interesting that you can go with any of the supported VPN connections there. So you might be using a Cisco device. You might also be using a Microsoft.
Exactly. A lot of third-party supported here.
Yeah.
But in our case, we'll be using this one. And again, you would specify your RAS or VPN server in this case, but we'll just be using what we have available just for the purpose of guiding you through the UI. And then again, there are a lot of supported authentication methods, but in our case, we'll keep it credential-based. So there are also proxy settings available, but Again, do not have them currently. And then this is how you configure the automatic VPN connection. I'll show you both methods once we're on the device. So again, this is just how it looks like to create the profile. I'll show you what it looks like working, but it's not going to be the same profile, just as a disclaimer.
One of the things I noticed you did there, you actually ticked a box to enable all traffic to go through the VPN connection. The thing that you did there is actually you disabled split tunneling. So quite often people will want to, on a mobile device, actually enable split tunneling so that only the data that needs to go back to the corporate network has to go through your proxy servers. Sometimes folks actually want to disable split tunneling and make sure that everything goes through that environment. Probably more common in a company-owned device scenario to use one single tunnel, as opposed to in a BYOD device environment, you might go down the split tunneling route.
Definitely. Very good point. Finally, the last profile we're going to be creating today, before you guys are very tired of profiles, is the Wi-Fi profile. Again, it's just one thing that it can be configured on the device, but it can be a lot easier for it to be configured by the admin. It's just one more thing that a user has to configure when they get their device, and a lot of times it's better not only for the help desk and for the support personnel, but also for the end users, because it's already configured. They don't have to get support in the first place. So not only can it cut down help desk tickets, but it's a better end user experience as well if it's just already there and working. So we are going to give it a name and an SSID. And then you can set some settings, but these can also be configured on the device. We can select various authentication types, but in our case, we'll keep it open. There are also proxy settings available, but we don't have a proxy in ours, so we'll leave that blank. So again, there you have it.
Now that can become quite a lot more complicated and again, add way more value. If you've got an enterprise wireless access point where you're hiding the SSID, therefore it's a little bit hard for the user to go and find the actual access point, and maybe you're also using certificates for authentication to the access point, that kind of gets a little bit painful for people to actually go and configure that individually themselves. So being able to assign the access, being able to set this up as a policy and profile, really, really useful for them.
Absolutely. So now that we've configured all these great settings, we are going to force a sync on the device. And while we're waiting for that to go through, I have a device with some of these profiles already enabled. So if you take a look, here is our email profile. And my colleague Mike Donosky has actually sent me an email. Something to note though, oh, and there's his out of office for presenting the webcasts earlier. So, you know, this is all live. Let's see. It's actually this one. Here we go. And this is a protected message that cannot be opened on the phone. So this is rights management in effect. Mike sent a rights management email to our friend Theo in case any of you are football fans or soccer fans. And we cannot open it on the device. So that's something else that has come with the Enterprise Feature Pack. Something else I'll show you. Here is the Wi-Fi profile that has been added by company policy. So again, this is just an easy way to configure not only email, but also Wi-Fi on your corporately managed devices. Another demo that we're going to show is VPN. And I have a physical device here in my hand, actually. And so what we're going to be doing is using a really cool app called the Nokia Beamer app. So as you can see, I have my device here. And what Nokia Beamer allows you to do is share your screen from the device to a nearby machine. So I'm going to scan this QR code if you look at the browser. Let's move the cursor out of the way. Okay, and if we'll give this a second.
Just a couple, there we go. That is your device.
There is our device. So it actually has two settings, shake to update manually, which actually forces me to physically shake the device. And we can also do auto update. So now that we're on auto update, hopefully you can follow along with me while I show you what VPN looks like. So here we have our VPN connection. And you can see it was added by company policy. And it's currently not connected. So we'll go ahead and attempt a manual connection. And it's connected. There are some details that you can add. These are all, again, from company policy. And that's stuff that you would configure from the server side. And something we're going to go ahead and show you guys is an internal Microsoft site, because again, this is...
Let's hope there's nothing totally secret and secure on top of the internal website there. Hopefully. Yeah, hopefully everything's okay.
And there you have it. This is an internal site that you cannot just access over the internet. So on the device, there you have it. That's VPN. So we'll go ahead and close out of our Beamer app and see if...
And obviously one of the things that's kind of clever with that is you've provisioned the VPN settings using SCC, using ConfigMan and using Windows Intune. Now, should that be, you know, somebody loses that device, we can do the remote wipe so we don't lose the VPN connection that person's already got. We keep it all nicely contained. We can set really strong authentication details against the VPN connection just to make sure, hey, you know what, somebody loses this, we're not going to allow just anybody access to the information inside of our organization.
Exactly. So if you look at my screen, you can see that our MVA test has come down from Config Manager, from Intune. And if we can get to settings, I can show you that. Hopefully, Wi-Fi has come down as well. There you have it.
Awesome.
Out of my company policy. So that's what Wi-Fi looks like. It looks like we're actually, this is an Exchange issue. If you see this screen and it's not letting you log in, oh, well, looks like Exchange kicked in just at the right time. So here's my mailbox. This is fully configured, fully authenticated, ready to go. I'm ready to send emails and receive them. And one final note, we are unable to kind of show you the result of all of our hard work on the certificate profile demo because there just isn't a good way to see what certificates are on the device. It kind of takes a lot of unlocking and other software and stuff that we don't really have available to us right now. But we assure you it's there. And that just about wraps it up for today.
It does. You would be able to see those the results of that if we had kind of created an internal website that was secure with a signing cert that had been issued by our Enterprise CA. That would be the kind of obvious way that you'd actually come across that inside of your organization. So there are some possibilities, and I'm sure you'll come across them very quickly. That does wrap us up. That's the end of the course. This is the final module. We've gone through quite a lot during this course. We've done mobile application management, mobile device management. We've done mobile content management. We've done, a whole load of separate things inside of all those modules. There's going to be some questions that you'll be able to answer at the end of this in order to be able to get your MVA course credit. Go ahead and do that. Thank you very much for watching.
Thanks, guys.